Had to get you with the old school, son.
I guess. That was kind of awkward. Just watching you do it is even more awkward.
Well, don't look at me in the eyes when I'm doing it, though.
Got to make eye contact, dogs. No, let people know. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do that.
That's how I let the ladies know. I'm just looking, let them know. Full eye contact. Keep your eyes on me.
Look at me, little puppet. Look at me.
What? What the fuck? I think you let people know a little too much of your play
look
here.
Look at me.
You're like, come here, little joker.
Yeah, come here, little clown. Little teardrop.
Wow. Is that what you call mystery, Black Mystery Girl?
No.
Little teardrop?
No, but speaking of...
talking about kinky names you call each other? Is that where we're going?
No. Oh. I think when we fornicate in here, it scares the dog.
By the way, am I sitting anywhere that I need to be worried about?
This is the living room. I don't fornicate in the living room. Other people are here.
All right.
I'm not some fucking degenerate that just like fornicates in other people's like living areas. I have my own room where I do that.
I'm just saying, dog. Sometimes you got to break in all the rooms.
No, not when other people are there.
No, not when other people are there. Yeah, it's not like I'm like, hey, dude, move over. I'm gonna use this couch real quick.
And like not in like common shared areas. Like I'm not like, oh man, this couch is nice. I always thought it'd be a good fucking couch.
You don't break in all the rooms though. You gotta break in all the rooms, man.
I mean,
no, because
this is like a common area. It's like a sharing area. It's not a fucking dorm in a college.
Well, if you come over, but everything has been cleaned after the fact, dog. Everything is sterile,
everything,
clean,
everything is wrapped black in
light approved. You know what I'm saying?
We come in there with a fucking
that suit light. That dude from Breaking Bad is wearing when he's making meth.
Yeah, I'm have that. I'm gonna come in there with a neon suit. I'm gonna look like one of the guys from Tron.
Like a year
Daft Punk. I'm gonna look like one of the guys from Daft Punk. Like, what's up?
Mask and all.
Yeah, I'd be like, joosh.
I'm just telling you, dog.
Oh, yeah, no, but yeah, I think we make a lot of wild animal noises like fucking Ricky Bobby does or something. It's still a great movie.
That's a great movie.
Great fucking movie.
Good movie.
I quote it at least 3 times a week.
That's a great movie.
And it sucks because like only my sister gets jokes. She'll be like, ah, yeah, that's fucking awesome. And then she starts saying them at work and like nobody understands them, but then like one random person, cause, you know, she works at Barnes and Noble, so she sees a lot of people. So one random person will get it. And she's like, yeah, you're cool.
That's a good movie. It's underrated. People like Step Brothers more. I think that one's funnier.
Step Brothers is okay. It has good parts.
People like Step Brothers more than they like
fucking retarded. You're retarded.
Talladega Nights.
That one's great. Anchorman's great too.
Anchorman's pretty funny.
But yeah, no, like, and then we went to go take her on a walk and like, she's all scared. I'm like, what the fuck? You see a ghost in here? Like, but like, it happens all the time. And I think, cause like, I guess, I don't know, making fucking wild, like animal noises. I don't know.
Shouldn't be scaring your dog, man.
Like,
she's like, oh, that girl's dying.
Hey man.
Ruben's having a stroke. One of the
that
two.
Just means I'm doing good.
I guess.
Like when He-Man transforms into the little He-Man to the big He-Man.
He's like, I got the power. He's like, Yeah, 80s cartoons are the shit.
Yeah, man.
I mean, don't get me wrong. New cartoons are kind of cool, too. But the 80s cartoons have a certain fucking thing about them. Thundercats, He-Man. I mean, all those. Something also about the idea that at the end of the episode, it's like, oh, here's the shit you should have learned, you little dumb idiot.
Yeah,
here's a lesson.
Yeah, it's like, listen here, dumb fuck.
We know you're dumb, so we're going to teach you something at the end of every episode.
It's like, look, this mutant cat has to teach you about right and wrong, because we already know your parents are dumb fucks. Because you're watching this show that's clearly not for children. It's clearly for your parents.
Clearly for your parents?
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's why I'm such an asshole, because like, I was watching Batman the Animated Series. That show's not for fucking children.
That show is a masterpiece. If you actually go back and look at it, if you go back and watch it,
mm-hmm.
and you look at what they did with the... I mean, literally, there's probably a page worth of dialogue in every episode, and they use music and the artwork to convey the mood. I mean, it's a really impressive show when you think about it.
Yeah, exactly.
The one that did that similar thing too, but had way more dialogue, was Gargoyles. Remember Gargoyles?
Oh yeah, Gargoyles, that's on Disney Plus actually. You in Disney Plus?
I'm not on that Disney Plus tip, man. All y'all are running to the Disney Plus tip, and I'm not impressed. Okay, The Mandalorian. Everybody's getting their dicks hard over The Mandalorian. I get it. I get it. Anything borderline decent Star Wars, people are just gonna all over it. I get it. Okay, I get it. But. And Baby Yoda is fucking cute. Let's be real. But nah, you're not gonna make me open my wallet for that. You're not. All right. I consume a lot of UFC shit. A lot. I follow it. I keep an eye on it. I know the fucking drama between the fighters and shit. Haven't opened my wallet up for that ESPN Plus either.
I say I'm probably the biggest wrestling fan you know. I don't pay for the fucking WWE Network.
I'm a cheap ass dog. You're gonna have to really give me the goods in order for me to open up my wallet for it.
Like, I like this dog. I barely pay for its anything it needs. So, like, if it don't sit itself down, I'm going to throw a pillow at it.
Aw, poor Halo. What's going on, girl? What are you doing? You want to be on the podcast? She's like, hey, what are you guys doing? Did I let her smell the chocolate I had, and she just
so fucking... So my dad gives her all kinds of shit.
He gives her chocolate? She didn't give her chocolate. But she's been fucking looking for it. She's like, I know it's here, and if I find it, I might be able to get some of it.
No, don't look at me. Go away. Go away.
Poor girl. Look at her. She's all bored.
Go do something somewhere else.
But anyways.
Yeah, man.
No, I'm not on that Disney Plus tip, dog. You can't get me to buy, what is it, $8 a month?
Yeah. But I did see that you can get
ESPN Plus
and Hulu. And Disney Plus.
For like $16 a month.
Yeah, and that might be kind of worth it. Maybe.
Just because
we watch UFC stuff.
I can see the UFC shit. How much is the UFC shit on its own?
I think like $8.
If they had as many cards for free as they did this first year of it coming out, and they continue it to do it like that, maybe it's worth it. But... Disney Plus to me isn't worth it. I'm not all about the Disney movies. Like, there's some I love that I grew up with, you know? Classic Lion King, not that new bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know, Lilo and Stitch, I'll fuck with that.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What else do I like about Disney? I don't know. I like some Disney movies, but not a lot of them. So I'm not like watching Frozen and singing and shit in the background, frolicking in my fucking living room. I'm not doing it, right? So I don't care about that. Star Wars movies. I mean, there's four good ones. Let's be real honest here. These new ones are dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're visually beautiful. Like in the last movie, you know, when the fucking ship shoots through the other ship and it's just like a black and starry kind of scene in slow motion. It's a beautiful shot. They're beautifully shot movies. And the technology is getting super believable now. You look at that, like bad guys and robots and stuff, and you're like, wow, okay, that's good. But story-wise,
yeah,
dog shit. You're just killing off all the old people to replace them with new young ones. It's dog shit storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to make me open my wallet for that. What else you got? What else Disney got?
I mean, yeah, if you're not a big Disney fan, then just...
What else you got? What else you got? You're going to have to give me some. And I mean, all these Rogue Ones, none of that shit I give a fuck about.
People get hard over Rogue One. I didn't like it.
It was all right. What's the guy? Harrison Ford's character?
Oh, Han Solo.
Han Solo movie. Eh. Once again, beautiful movie. Eh.
I haven't seen it.
It's whatever. What else you got? Khaleesi's in that one.
I haven't seen it.
What else is there? What else out there?
I know they said they're not going to have all the Spider-Man movies on there.
Oh, they own?
Well, they don't, because Sony owns them.
That's what I was going to say. They own. Sony owns that.
So, yeah, I was like, dang.
Oh, they're going to have Marvel, though, right? They'll have all the Marvel movies?
Mm-hmm.
Look, man, if you haven't seen the Marvel movies already, just go rent them one time. You're not going to see them again. I haven't gone back to see Avengers 1, Avengers 2, Avengers 3.
I watch them because they're on cable.
I mean, yeah, but I'm not going back out and watching them. It's not like I'm like, I have to see this again. You know, I think the days, remember the days when the first Star Wars came out and you heard of people that went to the movie theater 75 times to watch the movie? I think the days of that are kind of gone. There are people that will go and watch a movie two or three times, maybe if it's a really big movie, mm-hmm. like a Star Wars movie. But the days of people going 70-something times, probably not going to happen. People are now going to wait till it comes out on video or stream it or whatever.
Pretty much, man.
So, no, you're not going to get me to pay for that, man. You're just not. I'm cheap. I'm hella cheap.
We're inside today. So we're not in bitter cold of 50 degrees. And commercial just came on for the Impossible Whopper. You want to go try the Impossible Whopper?
Fuck no.
You don't want to try the Impossible
Whopper? I don't want to try that fake meat bullshit. Watch, you're going to find in a couple years that fake meat bullshit is going to give you real cancer versus like real meat that gives you semi-cancer just because of the hormones.
Semi-cancer. I would say it's like real cancer, except not as
aggressive. It just comes on real slow. So it gives you early warning.
It's like, oh, my leg kind of hurts.
Something's wrong with me.
Yeah.
And then it goes away.
But my buddy is a vegan, I think.
How much dick is he taking per day?
I mean, he takes down a lot of poon, actually.
Yeah, okay.
I seen it.
You seen the poon?
I seen the poon he's taking down.
Are you there scorekeeping?
Yeah, he tells me, he's like, dang, I just took this poon down. And then I'm like, I don't believe you. I got to confirm it. And then
he's like, come in, Ruben. And he's like mid-stroke. And you're like, all right, I guess I believe it now.
I'm like, good. Checked his Pornhub accounts. I'm like, that's definitely him.
You're like, I recognize the vein. All
13 inches.
Oh.
He gets lightheaded.
He can only get hard once a day.
That's right. That's it. Yeah, they have that. Apparently, that's the new thing, man. The Impossible Whopper. Who else has that? Somebody else has it too.
It's Carl's Jr. has one.
Oh yeah, Carl's Jr. has one. It's like Beyond Meat.
And they always have those stupid names. I'm like, look, let's call it what it is. Lab meat. Lab meat. That sounds worse than it is, actually.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong. The Carl's Jr. one, my dad wanted to try it. Or I think me and my sister were trying to make my dad try it. And I'm like, look, man, it's plant protein. Come on, you know you want it. He's like, I don't want that shit.
Is that what it is? It's plant-based protein? Plant-based meat?
Now, the one at Carl's Jr. is, I don't know what the fuck the one at Burger King is. For all you know, that's cow udder or something. I don't know.
Let me see. I'm going to Google this while you're talking.
So once again, I think we had that discussion before. I think Carl's Jr. might be a little bit better quality meat. Now, if you go back and check the hot dog review we did of them, that hot dog was rubber. It was a rubber tire, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so you're right. So the Burger King Impossible Burger... His sandwich features a savory flame-grilled patty made from plants topped with juicy tomatoes. All right, whatever. So it is. It's made from plants. So let's look at Carl's Jr.
Plants.
Carl's Jr. Impossible Burger? They call it something else, though.
Beyond Meat Burger.
Beyond Meat? Is that what it's called? Beyond. Why does everybody have their own little thing to it?
I don't know.
The Beyond Meat Burger, made by the folks at Beyond Meat, that answers the question.
Oh, okay.
Is the world's first plant-based burger, not according to Burger King, patty designed to look, cook, and satisfy like beef. Satisfy like beef.
I'll give you some that's satisfied like beef.
Somebody must have been laughing when they wrote that. I'm going to write satisfied like beef in here. It has all the juicy, meaty deliciousness of a traditional burger and packs 20 grams of protein. I don't know about that.
Damn, son. You need to be eating those.
No, it seems less than regular meat. So let's see. Let's look at the nutritional facts. How about that? Right, 20 grams at the Impossible. I'll look this up while you keep talking. So did you get your dad to try it?
No. Tell us to try it first.
What is that burger? The famous star. Famous star.
9,000 calories.
Nutrition. So the famous star. Damn. 50% calories come from fat. Fuck.
Yeah, man. Shit's not good for you.
Wow. I used to tear those up. You know which one I never want to look up because I used to eat a lot of them when I was younger?
What?
By younger, I mean in my teens. Is the Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box.
Fuck. Jumbo Jack.
No, it's like two meat, and it's like two meat patties, two cheese patties, and that's it.
Damn, son.
It can't be good for you.
You shit out like a fucking...
like a brick.
Yeah,
like,
I said, just it, a like a brick.
Like a straight red brick from Home Depot, I mean. That shape, too.
Fucking toilet's like just crying.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, it just hears a thing, kink. Yeah, see, in your face, dude. Regular meat famous star is 28 grams of protein.
Hey, I mean,
you're getting a third less protein by eating your fake ass vegan bullshit than you are by, I guess it's not vegan, just vegetarian. Your vegetarian little burgers.
Yeah, I don't know math very well, so I'm gonna have to go with that. Yes, that is in fact a third less.
I'm just saying, dog. Why risk it? I don't know. I'm not convinced.
I mean,
hey, I almost want to try it just to see if you are right. If it does have the same taste, I'm curious at how that tastes compared to like a normal beef burger. What we should do is do a blind test.
That's right. I'll buy two, and then you buy two, and then we'll give them to each other. And
why
we'll
buy two? We'll just cut them in half and shit, and then just blindfold and you choose one. I choose one.
But then no, we got. I like my way better.
Why?
Because then you know which two are which.
No, but then you blindfold me and you swap them around and then we try one of each.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We cut it in half. Then blindfold you. I wrap them around, put one on the side, this side, that side. And then you pick one. And then you eat it. And you're like, this one's the real beef one. And I'm like, wrong. The derogatory term for Mexican. It's this one.
Yeah.
So I'm saying. So we'll try that. We'll have to do that. We'll have to do that for Super Hub Happy Fun Time Adventure Time for YouTube. That's right. We haven't done one of those in a long time.
We go to the batting cages, son.
It is that time of the year.
We should go right next week.
Not a bad time.
Unless your tattoo guy gets back to you.
No, he's not. Very angry about that. We won't talk about that today. Speaking of which.
You want me to finish it? I will.
Speaking of which, fuck that shit.
I've been practicing. I've been practicing all these years. That's why I used to color all the time.
Is that why you're getting ready?
For this moment.
Shit. Speaking of which, the countdown has begun, dog. I've been pushing off bringing this up every podcast since December, in October fucking 20-something.
Mm-hmm.
It's begun. Black Friday is officially, when you hear this podcast, 4 days away.
It's her, son.
It's her.
It came upon us,
fucking
man.
We got go time.
All these holidays been coming up quick, son.
Quick.
Look, it was spooky dick time. That passed.
It's passed.
Now it's gobble dick time.
Followed up by thankful dick time.
Yep, and it's going to be thankful dick time.
That's right.
And then I'll be Black Friday dick time. I guess there's no really abbreviation for that. It's just Black Friday dick time.
Half price dick time.
Yeah. Half price coochie time.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, man, that's what a meth person looks like.
Mm. And anyways.
Yeah, that's what everybody down south looks like. Yeah, I know. I'm not wrong.
Anyways.
So
Black Friday, dog. It's here. It's happening. I'm fucking hyped.
That's right.
I'm ready. Where do you want to go? Where are we going?
What do you need?
I don't need shit, but I feel like
we need to go. I also don't need shit either.
I feel like we should go to like Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Because
that's usually where we see the freaks. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, I was talking to somebody about this earlier. Because everybody asked me like, why do you go to Black Friday? And then especially when I tell them I have nothing to buy. And my description of it is always this. It reminds me that the thin veil that is society is a very thin blanket over everything. And there are times where you just see it shred apart.
That's right, man.
And this is one of those times.
Amen.
That's when you see people go ape shit. You see old ladies get disregarded. You see people giving each other angry, like disheartening, I will stab you in the face looks. For like Tupperware, Like, it's the most retarded time. It's, but you know what it's like. Like, especially 5 minutes to a minute countdown, you can feel the tension in the fucking room. Like, you can literally just feel the energy in the building. And the minute, as people are counting down, people are looking around and people are just trying to eye who's looking for their shit. There is some animalistic primal shit that happens.
Go back to the ape shit.
Yeah, it's back to that ape shit, man. And you just see people just turn into fucking animals. Yeah, fucking man. Animals.
It goes... You think you're all fancy with your cars and shit, and you're apparently crystal meth, and but it's just any moment, man.
Anybody can just lose it back. Just lose it.
And I know what you're thinking. Wow, you guys sound very classy. I'm like, no, I'm like this all the time. I can just go on everybody at any moment.
It's crazy. It's the closest.
That's why I'm above it all, and I can be like. Fucking savages. I'm always that fucking savage. I can punch your baby whenever.
it's like the closest you can come to one of those nature channels where you see the cheetah just take down the gazelle, but you're actually like in the thick of things. Like you're mm-hmm. there. It's the closest you can see just primal shit happen. So yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, man. I don't really need anything. I kind of wanted a TV.
TVs are fucking dirt cheap this year.
Yeah, man.
It's like 55 inches for like 200, 300 bucks.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
And I'm what? Actually, if you go to Best Buy right now, they got most of them out already.
Yeah, I know. Most of them are like making them available either online or whatever because they're trying to avoid the craziness.
I'm Why? Like, no, fuck that. I Why? Want the craziness. That's how you know if you really want it.
Yeah, they need to go back to like everybody's trying to gentrify it. Walmart now will let you come in. They have a line for the thing you want. Fuck At that. The end, they give you a ticket. You go to Fuck the that. Back and pick it up. Fuck No. Dirt. I want back to like 4 a.m. in the morning. Mm-hmm. I want closed doors, people rushing in the middle when they say go. You rushing to try to find where the thing. It's like a fucking.
I want it to be like fucking. I just watched 300 last week when we're on like our trip. and Black Mystery Girl was like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Not watching 300. That's for sure."
Why you can't watch 300?
No, because she was with her friends, and I was like, yeah, I'm just sitting here thinking about you.
Oh, jeez.
I want you through. I'm like, yeah, fucking King of the Ice. Fucking kill him. Fucking mark them all. Then I'm like, fucking retarded one.
Oh, that dude.
And then I'm like, I can't be mad at retarded one. He's just trying to get his. He's fucking.
That's exactly what he's trying to do, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Can't be mad at him. But that's how I want it. I just wanted to be like that. Like, I'm. Like, the 300 people are all closing in on each other, and 300 people are going after all the other Persian people. Just like that. I want to be just like that. Close quarters. And you're just pushing through people. That's how it should be.
Yeah. To I want get, that crazy.
To get that fucking Tupperware for yeah, $5.
Man. Yeah.
100-piece Tupperware
yeah.
for $5.
And the worst part, too, is, like, when you go through all that shit, and no, you really yeah, wanted it, and then at the end of the day, like, at noon, when everything's yeah, no, died down, there. It's still there. You're just like, fuck. I literally kicked an old lady for this. Yeah, there man. It is.
Her ass didn't need it. She's going to die soon.
Aww.
But yeah.
So.
But yeah.
I just think it needs to go back to that because most people realize that, first of all, you can get everything online now, basically the day of or before. And if not, they have that same shit probably on sale on Cyber Monday. Probably. True too. I mean, it's probably maybe even cheaper. So, no need to go out there. But I think some people just do it for reasons like us. They just want that weird animal shit.
Yeah, the only... probably there and probably the mall. Just because they have GameStop. I saw GameStop might have a few games I want to sell.
But those games are going to be sold everywhere. You can get well, those I same gotta, games at Walmart.
I haven't checked. So, I got to check.
That's why I told Splinter Cell. I was like, he wants that new Modern Warfare or some shit.
Why? So he can practice for. He wants to learn new techniques. He probably. Can take to the field.
He actually wants me to get online with him, so I can get shot in the face. Probably.
He's like, yeah, you're dead. No, I wanted fucking a new Xbox.
Why do you want an Xbox?
So I can play fucking Halo Reach. It's the only reason I would get an Xbox.
I guess it looks the same to me. I don't understand what's new yeah, about that game.
Because you cannot do anything better than perfection. Can't make fucking the pyramids in Egypt better than what they are. That's fucking Halo Reach.
It's that perfection. That game is quite good. That game is quite... Story-wise, specifically. Like, you're just... You get so involved in the story of that game.
And the graphics were so good that they tried to remaster it. It looks exactly the fucking same.
Is that what it is? A remaster?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, it's fucking... It's fucking... Nothing's different. It's exactly the same. Because it's fucking the pinnacle of Bungie's technology.
Who did come out with that? Was that 313 or
Bungie? I don't know. Whoever made it, they can't make anything else. I don't want to try. You got my dick hard other day. Because you're like,
clarify that faster.
Because you're like, oh, hey, hope you, don't you like this thing called Half-Life? Well, the next part's coming out. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I didn't say the next part. I'm just like, said you hear about the fucking Half-Life.
I'm like, oh, I'm about to bust. And then you sent me a trailer. I'm like, this ain't the fucking next part, you liar. And, yeah, that's never going to happen.
Oh, it is made by Bungie. Man, people love that shit. People have been wanting the new Half-Life game. And what is it with them? Why don't they want to come out with the new fucking game?
Because that's like the fucking cock tease of cock teases, man. That's a blue ball that's been waiting forever. They've been waiting for Half-Life 3 since I played Half-Life 2. And that was a long, long time ago. So, yeah, man.
I'm looking for... they need to make a Portal... What, 3? Portal 3? They need to make a Portal 3, man. That game is so much fun. Just playing the maps is fun. It doesn't even have to have a crazy story. Playing the maps is crazy fun.
That was a good one, too. But
it's such a simple concept. You don't literally need to make a crazy new story or whatever. Just redo.
It's funny. I was moving stuff around in my room. If you were to go in there, there wasn't a sleepy black mystery girl in there. You would see I move stuff around there. But I found my because when I got rid of my Xbox, my 360, because you know everything was next gen. I kept my hard drive from the 360. And I found my hard drive for it. I'm like, damn, if I ever feel like buying another 360 for some reason, I still got my hard drive, so I can just pop it back in and play all my fucking old games again. So I got all my stats on here. Original Halo Reach, fucking, stupid rank on there, stupidly high rank on there.
I remember those crazy levels we made on those. It was crazy.
Yeah, man. I was putting so many hours in there. I started playing a fucking firefight on heroic difficulty?
Yeah.
I was lasting like 30 minutes. And I only had, the only mod I had on was unlimited ammo. And that was it. I was just like, yeah, so this is getting easy. I don't know what that means, but I think that means I am Master Chief now. I don't know. I don't know what that means, but yeah. But yeah. Anyways, people don't want to hear about that. But yeah, man, Black Friday, so we're going to go
stab
some people.
I'm thinking Walmart, because that's just the craziest. It gets the craziest. But, I mean, and then afterwards, you can go to the mall or wherever the fuck you want to go.
Yeah, man.
The mall gets crazy just because everybody's doing the opposite thing of what they should be doing, is looking for clothes. Like, why are you looking for clothes on Black Friday?
I mean, I guess it's on sale. Like, we're wanting to go to Hot Topic, but... I know what you're going to say, it's only $2, but $2 is all the difference. Hot Topic shirts are normally $10 on Black Friday. Now they're going to be $12. And now I don't want them.
That seems very expensive for...
Exactly. Okay, good. I'm glad you agree with me. Because normally they're like $24.
Saying as the dude that has a clothing line, those shirts are way more expensive.
Yeah, man.
Just putting myself on blast. But I don't have, all right, in my defense, I don't have the power that Hot Topic has for their shirts. Like, they have the ability to print hundreds of thousands of shirts. Right. They should be selling those bitches at $5 a pop. Easily. With like 14 million colors. But anyways.
Yeah, so, well, that's exactly why I don't buy them all. But sometimes they got some good ones. But once again, I'm not paying full price because I don't pay anything for full price. I think I'm a fucking fool.
Yeah, no, that's too pricey. But I will say that Jiren versus Goku shirt.
Yeah, like sometimes they got fucking cool shirts, and you're like, okay, I got to buy this. So this is the perfect time to buy them. Like $10, that's a fucking steal. That's
a good deal.
That's pretty good. $12.
$12 is pricey. Pricey.
Plus tax, like their tax is always like another $2. So I'm like, so even if I want, normally I get like 3 or 4 shirts. I think last year I got like 4 shirts. That's like $40. Now if I get 2 shirts, that's $24. If I get 3 shirts, what is that? 48 almost? 36? Something like
something
that.
Something like that.
This is, I don't know.
Yeah, it's too much, dog.
Yeah. But.
But we can go to a couple places.
We got some story. We have some stories. We're gonna.
Yeah, we gotta get. We gotta get balls deep in the stories or in the crowds and shit.
This looks like how every horror movie starts. I like watching TV with no context, with no volume on, because then it just looks like what?
Somebody's trying to do fireworks in the middle of nowhere.
But yeah, so yeah, man, we gotta.
Yeah, Black Friday. So I'm thinking Walmart.
We gotta go to Walmart in the hood.
Target.
And then we'll go to the ghetto Sky Mall. We'll try not to get stabbed.
That might be harder. That might be harder than we think. But we'll figure it out. That's about 4 days away. So it'll be cool. The only thing I hate is a fucking Home Depot, dude. They're the only ones that are so stingy with their ad. They literally don't want nobody to have their ad out until the day before. I'm like, you motherfuckers. Everybody's ads are out. Best Buy's ad was out like a month ago or a couple weeks ago. Same thing with all the other big ones, Walmart, mm-hmm. Target, whatever. Home Depot is like, nah, you're going to have to wait for these deals.
Yeah, man.
You have to wait for these deals.
It sucks, though. My sister has to go to
work.
To work the next day on Black Friday. She has to be there at 5.
Yeah, morning. Well, I'm assuming. Who is going and buying books that early?
Oh, no, no. At the other store.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, who's buying books that early, man? Like, you're really waiting in line to buy books?
She was telling me a funny story. She's like, what was I saying? I was like, oh, my mom was like, you need to find another job. And she's like, yeah. I was talking to my sister, and she's like, yeah, your mom says that you should try Amazon Warehouse because they accept, like, they're into, like, everybody. Like, there's no discrimination there. It's all very, you know, utopian society or whatever. And I'm like, that's cool. I'm like, I'm going to go in there and be like, during the interview process, I'm be like, so I hear you guys are, open to everybody. No discrimination here. And they're going to be like, yeah. I'm be like, well, I'm into hentai. Is that fine with you?
You're like, I'm into the squid shit.
Yeah. Not the gentle hentai either. I like when the tentacle goes through the person, through the coochie, and comes out the nose. Like, is that?
Oh, you like the crazy shit.
Yeah, yeah. I'm liking the really hardcore shit. You know, I got fan fiction Ben 10 where he turns into a rock monster, and also one where he turns into a slime monster. Is that cool? And she's like. She starts laughing, and then she's like, she goes, you know, that's funny you say that, because when I'm at the bookstore, she goes, I hate when these creeps come in there and they order their hentai manga from the bookstore, and then I gotta call them, and then they gotta come over here to the bookstore and pick it up.
You can literally order hentai?
Yeah, you can.
Like real hentai. Yeah, not like bullshit hentai.
No, the real one. The real one.
Like real dirty ass Japanese porno.
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
And so your sister's gotta call him and say, hey, your Squidman 13 is here.
Yeah. She's like, I fucking hate that. She's like, I fucking hate that. Because then I gotta call them first thing. I gotta call them, and they always pick up the phone. They're like,
they're like tired.
Fucking sound like Darth Vader on the phone. And
that's funny.
I'm like, yeah, your books are ready. And she's like, I just know they're
creepy. Which ones are in?
Yeah. And she goes, one time she goes, I was like, no, fuck this. I'm not calling them. She goes, I'm just putting it in here that it's here. And then when they come into the store, I'm like, that's the fucking guy who's here to pick up the hentai. And guess what? Every fucking time, it's the guy who's here to pick up the hentai.
What do they look like typically?
She goes, they just always look like creeps. She didn't give me a description, so I'm assuming they got to be weird looking dudes. Look. And then she's like, and then they always want to hand me their money or their card. And I'm like, fuck, I got to just wash my hand quick because I'm not trying to touch his money. Or anything they touch. I'm like, here's your books. Here's your bag. She's like, here, go away. I don't want you here any longer than you need to be. and I'm like, this is fucking hilarious.
Well, it is. Because if you really think about it.
And she was, her point was like, the fuck are you doing buying books? Do it online and get it shipped to, well, that's, to your house. Well, you fucking pervert. That.
Like, the thing is, it's the same argument with pornography, right? Like, who is still ordering movies to their house?
Oh, fuck.
Do you know what I mean? Like, who's that parent who still orders, like, VHS tapes to come to your house for you to watch?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, now you could do anything. Just like you're talking about Disney Plus, you could just have a subscription service and just stream as much of that shit as you want. Or same thing with books. You could probably find the hentai anywhere online. Yeah. It's like, why are you still ordering books? People are crazy, man. Maybe they're just super conscious and they don't want to break their governor. They're just kind of like, I want old school regular stuff. Like, maybe this type of dudes are like, I need the swimsuit magazine. It's the Sports Illustrated swimsuit magazine only. I'm not trying to go any further than that.
I gotta go out in public and get some air. I need a Starbucks drink.
Ugh.
I don't know why I made a predator noise there, but maybe that's...
Yeah, fuck all that noise, dog. Fuck that noise.
I thought that was fucking hilarious that she was brought
I believe it, though.
Yeah.
I believe it.
And I was like, just like I sent you that picture of we cleaned that warehouse at work, and I sent you that picture of the DVD I found.
What was it again?
It was like, anal gangbang number 5. It was just in the dumpster. So at the place we go, we throw the trash out. And so, like I've said before, like, I help them throw the trash because, like, I get too bored. I just can't stand around. So, luckily, I threw the trash out the first time, and the DVD was, like, an actual DVD.
You should check to see if it was working. You should just do any of your DVDs.
Well, I was going to, because I wanted to know what the fuck was up with it. So I was going to go get the broom, but it's like a huge dumpster. And it was like all the way in the back part of it. So I'm like, yeah, somebody threw that in there. Somebody
got ashamed.
Yeah, somebody's wife is going to be very mad is what the problem is. So, yeah.
Hey, man, sometimes your wife isn't okay with doing gangbang anal sex.
Yeah,
right?
Well, the other thing, too, was like... The other thing is, I can't let these people see it, because if they see it and then they tell somebody else, they're like, oh, hey, I saw a fucking... Because, you know, the DVD had full dicks and asses on there. It wasn't a fucking mild... it wasn't just like a text one. It had a full, like, almost scene on there. It had dicks and asses and tits and everything on there. Yeah, wow. Man. It was no chill.
Can you imagine being the guy that is in charge of designing DVDs and DVD covers and box art? Can you imagine? It's just like, what am I going to put on this one? Let me just crop out this theme and put it in the cover.
I think some squirt would be good.
Some squirt? Wow.
In action sequence number 7, there's a good squirt stream that comes out. I'm gonna put that right here.
Good thing Photoshop helped me crop all this out.
Just like you're the guy who does the fucking music to that. Like, how desensitized are you to anything? Like, do you even get turned on anymore?
I bet you you're right, dude. I bet you if you're one of the dudes, not just that. Imagine being a porn editor.
Yeah,
you have to literally edit the porn. Yeah. You probably just sit there and watch porn now, and it's nothing to you.
No.
Like, nothing. You probably don't even get turned on anymore. No. You're just probably like, it is what it is. Imagine what those freaks have to do to get off.
Yeah, man.
Those guys probably have to, like, I don't know, man, use shit on themselves while they're fucking watching something while somebody's, I don't know, putting ASMR in their ears or some shit. Yeah, I don't know.
You into that ASMR?
No, man. It's weird.
Fucking,
I don't want to watch people licking shit or watch breaking shit or whatever the fuck that shit is. No.
It's supposed to be the sound waves or whatever.
Yeah, people like crushing shit. Yeah, I'm like, get the fuck, like, out of here. Next video. I've got, like, more important shit to watch.
Yeah, so apparently people get turned on or get magical sensations by the sound waves that go through there.
You know what gives you magical sensations?
Lifting some heavy ass weights?
Dick. That's... How did you not get that one? That would have been an easy one.
I thought you were going to go.
I left you wide open for that one.
I thought you were going to go fucking lifting some heavy ass weights like a goddamn man would.
I'll make you, I'll give you some rewarding feelings, but not sensations and shit.
Savagery.
I left you open for that one.
Oh,
dang, that guy's dipping. Dip. Run, run. All right. I don't mean to be racist or anything. Whoa, whoa, that guy's moving quick.
Shit.
Oh, shit. You know, when you watch these movie or these shows of people going after criminals, police officers, the real heroes here are the cameramen. Because those are the motherfuckers that got to run at the same speed as the cop and or criminal and carry that heavy-ass camera.
Dude, make sure we never go to Jefferson County, Alabama, because these cops are fucking quick, man.
Dude, that cop dipped. First of all, that maybe or maybe not minority that came out of that car.
We're not going to specify.
He dipped. Like, I looked at that and I was like, man, that guy's fast. He's like Usain Bolt kind of shit. But then the cop after him with a vest on, he was like,
took off too.
I was like, wow. See, this female cop right here that the camera guy's following? See, she's smart. She was driving. Anyways, enough of this. People are like, what the fuck are you guys watching? We're watching some TV show or some cop show.
Cop show.
Damn. The cop chick's got his booty on her. Look at her.
Yeah.
Packing. It's that vest, dog. That vest equals just hundreds of squats a day.
Yeah, it might be, man. Oh, speaking of squat booties, you know Paige Van Zandt from UFC?
UFC chick, yeah.
Her car got broken into.
Really?
Yeah, I guess she said they went to the Nike store or something. I guess whatever they're sponsored by. What? I think he's selling narcotics. They went to the Nike store or something, and they bought like all their Christmas presents. Her and her husband. They brought all their Christmas presents, and then they left them in their truck, and then she went to go get, I don't know, something done, something girly done or something, I don't know. Oh, shit, found a gun, too. That man's going to jail. No wonder he ran. Oh, and bullets. Shit.
A lot of bullets.
A lot of bullets. So I guess why she was in there doing... Oh, damn. They
caught Dang, that dude caught up to him, dude. That dude is like the Master Chief and shit. And he's got like a 30-pound vest on, too.
And not only did one cop catch up to him, because you might say, well, that's just lucky. One guy caught up to him. Two cops caught up to him.
I think I was dipping, too.
Anyway. And the second cop is brolic as hell.
Looking like Master Chief and shit.
Yeah. Wow.
That chick looking like Ronda Rousey. Anyways.
Too. But, yeah. You know they beat that man up. They beat that man up in the forest a little bit.
I've heard some stories in my day. I'm sure a knee was dropped at some point.
It's like, why are you resisting? Why are you resisting? But yeah, while she was in there getting her, like, I forget, like a massage or something done, I guess somebody broke in her back window and took all the, like, shoes and stuff. Oh, the
gifts and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you got to be careful during the Christmas season, especially because you're shopping around and stuff. That's what I always tell people. Don't leave shit in your car in visible spots. Put it in your trunk. Put it in places that people can't see the bags full of shit.
Yep, that's good advice. But that's why I do the opposite. I keep nothing valuable in my car. I keep it full of trash. So when somebody breaks in, they're like, this filthy fuck.
The problem with, look, John Batista showed up. The problem is,
what county is this?
All these motherfuckers are yoked.
Yeah, man.
Yoked. There's no drug testing in the Jefferson County. Luke Rockhold
over here just pulled up.
Yeah, man. There's no drug testing in the police force at Jefferson County, Alabama.
Don't do no crime.
These motherfuckers looking like bodybuilders and apparently can run a strong 100 meter. Anyways.
Shit.
Yeah, man. I think that's a bad choice in your move because somebody breaks
this
in.
This is their fucking captain right here, fucking Mr. Still your mother.
Fucking older Mr. Still your
grandmother,
mom and shit.
Yeah, it's still your grandmother captain over here. Anyways.
Yeah, man. Ultimately, like, oh. Anyways, we just stopped watching this fucking show. We did not have this show on while we're doing a podcast, mofo. I think that's a bad move because somebody breaks into your car and you got all your bullshit everywhere. You're still gonna have to replace that window. It's not like they're gonna be like, "Ah, oh, man, this shit's trash. Let me drop them $200 just to fix that window I just broke."
Yeah.
Fuck that. No,
that, I just do it because they're like, fuck, it's going to be a lot of trash in there. Like, you're a dirty motherfucker. I'm like, that's what's up.
You're like, and those stains are not lotion. What?
Nope. You touch it. That ew. Means we are one.
Ew. Ew. Disgusting.
So we are, as you know, we're looking for apartments. We, the funny thing is we're out there looking for apartments. All the, like, they're not real estate agents, but they're the people you talk to that, like, let you.
Yeah, the, like, the front desk yeah, person or whatever. Yeah, I guess
they're leasing officers, whatever they are. So we talked to at least, like, 7 of them now. Maybe 10.
That many? Wow.
Yeah, because, you know, most of them have, like, 2 of them, but we also have been to a few different ones. So, like, all the ones we've gone to so far, every single one have all been female. We haven't met a male.
Yeah, it's probably fairly common, dude.
Next part of that, all of them look like they're this close. You can't see me what I'm doing. I'm putting my thumb and my index finger real close together with a little space in between, like the little emoji. This close away from doing some porn that's going to be on Pornhub to get paid. Like, they all look like they're just straight, just like a bad day away from doing some porn.
Well, look.
And you might say, well, that's just you. You're a first thing, a chauvinist pig, and you're a sexist. Black Mystery Girl said the same thing. She's like, what's with all these? Well, her words are probably different. Her words were like, oh, why all these hoes look like hoes? Look like they're about to suck some dick to sell this apartment. You know, something like that. But, yeah, man. So.
Well.
Like, first thing, I ain't mad at it. I'm like, yeah, what's up?
You're like, I'm looking to rent this room.
Try to get $50 off this apartment. What's up?
You're like, yeah, come up to the room when I'm checked in, though.
Yeah.
No, I mean, saleswomen, whatever, are very, 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 very common. I mean, you look at realtors, a lot of female realtors. There's every time you go to a new subdivision when you want to get a new home built or have a home custom made or whatever, it's always women. I mean, it's always women. Why? Because they, if you're a dude looking to buy, they're probably going to try to upsell you on some shit, right? If you're a chick, it's probably less intimidating to buy something from another chick versus buying it from some fucking, you know, aggressive salesman guy, you know? Aggressive mm-hmm. salesy guy. I hate fucking aggressive sales guy. Whenever you go to a dealership and those fuckers just meet you halfway out, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you park your car at a dealership and you're opening your door, and as you're opening your door, you see some dude just beelining over to you, like he's about to meet you outside your door. Mm-hmm. Hate that shit. Let me look around. Same shit when you go to like furniture places. You know, like those Ashley's or whatever. Mm-hmm. All those furniture stores mm-hmm. that you go in there, and all of a sudden the salesman just like makes fucking jogging to you and shit. He's breaking a sweat trying to get over to you, like that cop doing the 100 meter, and that guy, he's just running over to you and he's like, hey, can I help you? I'm like, no, I'm just looking around. He's like, oh, let me show you a couple. Like, then they start following you. You're just like, no, I don't need this shit, man. I don't need this shit. That's why people are all shopping online, because I don't need that shit. But when it's a woman doing it,
yeah, like, what's up?
You're like, yeah, you can show me some shit.
Let me show you some shit too. I do this one move where you sit on my face.
You're like, and you spin around like a top.
Yeah. I call it the topsy turvy.
Topsy turvy. So, yeah, man. Ultimately, it is way, way more common to see female salespeople than it is to see aggressive male salespeople.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I thought that was interesting.
So, you guys are looking, huh? I mean, you already went to 10 places. You guys are looking hard.
I mean, most of them had like 2 people, so we talked to both. One looked like a one. I straight thought it was a porno because one had a younger chick and then one had an older chick. I'm like, this is how a lot of mom daughter pornos start. And I was a little mad that they didn't like start trying to like sit on top of each other. So
you're like, this is a fantasy of mine. I would love to be able to check this one off of the bucket list.
And it is funny though, one place we were looking at turns out would not be very good because one of my friends that I work with, she comes to work like the events I work, I was talking to her, and she lives in some of the apartments we were looking at.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but she says she has a scorpion and spider problem.
Like a lot of them?
Like a ton of them. And I was like...
Ooh, that's very uncommon for a for an apartment complex. Because I mean, was like... He's got spray.
I was like, fuck that.
Like if you live by a mountain or some shit, I could see that.
I was like, you got me fucked up all the way. I'll tell you which ones they were. They're the ones by the golf course. Or the shooting range. Driving range, sorry.
I mean, I could see that. There's a lot of like desert area over there.
Mm-hmm. And you might be saying, well, what's one or two? One or two? She showed me a shit ton of pictures from like the last 2 weeks.
Whoa.
I was like, yeah, bro, fuck that.
She's going to have to spray, man. You got to spray inside your house. Spray yourself.
She found fuck scorpion. She found a big one, at least like 2 inches.
Hey, remember that picture I sent you, though? For any of the listeners that are listening right now, I sent Ruben a picture of like different scorpions. And apparently,
that's our next shirt.
That is probably should be the next shirt. Apparently, it's an easy way to figure out. Scorpion stingers are like dicks. The bigger they are, the more deadly they are. Like it seems like if they got a little tiny little dick, like my dick. Wow. If they got a tiny little like stinger. They ain't damaged nothing. I'll tell you that right
nothing.
Now.
They ain't nothing.
They do nothing. You feel barely, you might as well just finger. Anything. You might as well just finger.
Right? Be good at mouth again.
But if they have a little stinger, like a little tiny, little narrow, little jabbing, little thingy, then you're good. You're just a little itchy. You'll be fine. You'll be sleep it off, right? But if they got a thick, fucking meaty, just wide looking. Just fucking imposing looking stinger.
Looking like a stinger from Scorpion or that metal thing that Scorpion throws out in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, if you're looking like that, if it's looking like some shit the Mandingo would probably pack in, then you better be worried. You better go to a fucking hospital and get that shit treated because that's a deadly sting. That's a fucking deadly sting. I might have to post that as like on Instagram and be like, just so for reference. But that's what's up. So just for fun fact, just keep that Scorpion. And if it's got like a thick ass stinger, then you got a problem.
She's also saying she found some the spiders she's found. They're a little bit bigger than I would prefer to ever find.
Spiders you don't really got to worry about unless you have like black widows.
Fuck that.
Black widows or those other fucked up ones, but I don't think we have them here in this state. I've gotten a lot of black widows. Fun fact, female black widows are bitches. They are aggressive. Aggressive. Like one time I had one and I poured some water on it. And it just went ape shit. It was trying to go after the water and just kill the water. It was aggressive like no other. The male ones just sit there like, what the fuck? It's trying to sleep. The female ones are mean, though. How can I tell the difference? You can ask. How can I tell the difference? The female's got a fat ass. Fun fact.
That's what's up.
That's what happens. Female spiders.
And that was like day fat ass. 43 of, or day 35 of No Nut November. And you're like, damn, Black that Widow, spider, you're looking good.
I'm like, damn, holler at your boy though.
Get that. Is that a thong?
Is that what you got back there? Is that all you? Is that real?
Fuck.
Speaking of which, who the fuck is still doing that, by the way? Who is still observing No Nut November?
People? I really don't know.
Probably any dude you see that's really aggressive this time of the year. He's some motherfucker that's driving aggressively, cutting people off.
I want my Subway.
Yeah, any of those guys, probably No Nut November guys.
It's possible.
They're looking all disheveled, all they haven't shaved in weeks. Like, they just look like they haven't showered in a while. Wearing the same shirt all month.
So sleepy all the time.
Yeah, man.
It's like
that. Those guys.
It's like, fuck, it's what?
Just tell them to relax, man. It's 2019.
Just be good.
Let it go.
Slap
let
him on the ass. Get them.
Let it go. Just let it go.
Do a solid. Fucking blow them.
There you go, ladies. Do a solid for the guys. Just give them a handy or some shit. You know, middle of the night, just kind of a pity handy.
Over the
just
pants
reach,
handy.
Just reach over. Yeah, just reach over. Just get it done. Hook a brother up.
Suck and blow.
Suck and blow. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is suck and blow?
Suck and blow it.
Oh, wow.
Same time.
Wow.
That's what's up.
That's your new thing, huh? Just never heard of that.
Mm-hmm. That's what you gotta do. That's what you gotta do, man.
Sucking. Anyways.
Gotta try some new shit.
No Nut November. Fuck that noise.
You're like, Nut November, Nut December.
Just like, Nut every month.
Nut this week. Nut a little bit during the week. Not so much during the week. I'm tired. Nut during the weekend.
Keep no nuts in the chamber, November. How about that one, huh?
That's right.
How about that one?
Trying to be empty December. Empty dehydrated January.
That's right. And empty the magazine January. You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep this going. Steady production February. You know, right. Whatever.
Saturation March.
That's right. That's right.
Rain showers April.
Did this fucking guy just offer this other dude? Oh, I thought he offered him like a drink and he just drank it.
I think he was smelling it.
Oh. I thought, for a second, I thought it was a candle. I was like, did he just offer him a candle and he's smelling it?
Yeah, yep. Man, you gotta smell candles. Might be drunk.
Anyways, that's it, man. We freaking already did an hour. Can you believe that shit? Can you believe it?
What we should do is do one while we're driving around on Black Friday.
I actually got that exact fucking request.
Fucking gay.
I got that request because I guess have we done that in the past?
No.
Where we did one in between stores or some shit. Somebody seems to think that we have done that in the past. I didn't think we had, but maybe you know, I am getting old. I got more grays, dog. I got more grays now.
I've got a few, yeah.
I got them in my beard now. I got them in my hair now.
I thought you were going to say something else. So that's
I got them in my... Here, let me show you. Here, dog. I got one right on my
on my seam.
Oh! I got one in the ball bag right where it was sewn together.
If they find a gun on this, man, I'll be mad.
Anyways, that's it, ladies and gents.
I love watching this shit without context because you can put anything in there. This bitch backed up on me and then I had to choke her.
Yeah, you choked her. What? Yeah, of course I did. You sure? Yeah,
I had to back her up like this.
Anyways, all right, man, that's it. Once again, all you freaks that listen to this, all you savages, whether you're listening to this on YouTube or Instagram, oh, wait, what? On YouTube or on Podbean or iTunes or whatever.
Wizard Web. Shout out to the Wizard Web.
Whatever you got going on, make sure you're subscribed and following because I think I'm going to stop doing so many updates on Instagram. So that's what's up. That's the update. See you guys next week. Hopefully with good stories.